This is a big day in the life of our friend Jason Kansas to start Best 5 Minutes of the Day, because for the first time in years, or at least weeks, you're going back to work.
I am, after almost 3 weeks off, which I think is the longest I have had off since I was in school.
Yeah.
I'm going back to work today, so mixed feelings about it. I'm excited to see people, but I have sure enjoyed my time off.
You know, there's that whole drawing back the bow. I mean, there's so much of giving in the job scene, and yet, you know, getting that rest, that energy, that reserve is hugely helpful, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. You know, I think that, you know, after I had surgery, I had heard of some people who've had the surgery and go back like 2 days after they've had surgery. And I am really grateful that I had the time away that I did, because I found that I was napping fairly often and my energy wasn't quite as high as it was. But I'm feeling pretty good now, so I'm eager to see how today goes.
You're a neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic. Are you doing a full day or what?
I am doing a full day. Yeah, I think I have fewer patients than normal, but I do have a full day today.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Well, we joke sometimes that we are solving the world's problems 5 minutes at a time. So
they still
seem to be out there, those problems.
They haven't gone away yet. You know, it's as long I've been here 18 years. I've been in Eau Claire doing this job, and still I stay busy. So.
Uh-huh.
The issues continue to present.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just on a Mental Health Monday, and just very lightly, very briefly, but I think as I ponder it more and more, the word, you know, somebody has said the opposite of addiction is connection, and
yeah.
I just think that connection, you know, whatever order you put this in, but connection with God, with others, and with self, I've just kind of boiled it down to that. That's try to get that for yourself and try to help others get that.
Yeah, and I think as we've commented in the last 4 years, that's been even more noticeable with kind of coming out of the pandemic and so forth. I think we have been more lonely and isolated than
uh-huh.
ever. So
now more than
exactly right.
Now more than 4.5 years together.
Yeah, right.
On the air.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it is something. So, all right. Well, let's see. Our daughter's hanging out over the weekend again.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun to hear them kind of be able to go and spend time together. And, yep.
Everything from paddle boarding to getting their nails done, I guess. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, Tess had said yesterday that they were going to get together. And I was like, I just love that.
Uh-huh.
I smile every time I hear that they're doing that.
Yeah, super. All right, well. It is a Monday. It is July 8th, and we're looking at Acts 4, 13 through 15 today.
All right. That says, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say. So they ordered Peter and John out of the council chamber and conferred among themselves.
Huh. And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on the entire New Testament, we tackle those three verses this way. He says this: they were shocked at Peter and John's boldness because they understood them to be uneducated commoners. Unfortunately, high society often dismisses and discounts regular Joes. Do not write off anyone based on what you perceive to be their lack of merit. Every person has value because they're mine. But also, do not discount the power of my Holy Spirit. The religious leaders knew John and Peter had been with Jesus, which changes people more than you can imagine. Final thought.
Yeah, I think just that idea of honoring and respecting people, regardless of their perceived merit or education or what power they might bring. I think we are called to honor and love people right where they're at.
Very good. Have a great day back at work. We'll get the recap tomorrow here on WWIB. All right, highlighting our weekend here at WWIB. Probably the big highlight, going to the Eau Claire Express game with guys from church. We had an outing. We're in the kind of the pavilion in center field. Hats off to the Express staff. Boy, they took good care of you. Great food, and it's a great time. And 18-9 Express win. One of the highlights, Reggie Bussey, the center fielder who's going to play for Ohio State. He's a lefty, and he has his glove on his right hand, running over into right center. Long run, backhanded catch, diving for it. So that was a pretty cool play to see from our vantage point in center. Also, a couple of dog walks both days, Saturday and Sunday, with both of our dogs. And made not one, but two green bean hot dishes. Made one for a church potluck yesterday, and I'm like, that was so good. How about we have one for home? So there you go.
There you go. Well, you know, I'd say one of the highlights of our weekend was not the 4th of July, but the 5th of July celebration at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Now, I'll say from the outset, you know what? Got young kids. Didn't make it long enough for the fireworks, too, as, Teddy kind of had enough after a while. But, man, just applause to Chippewa Falls Parks and Recreation and all the people involved in making a very large-scale event. I mean, there had to be 3,000 or more people there making that event switch from Thursday to Friday because of the weather. And so we enjoyed Ohana Pizza, got the Chicken Bacon Ranch Pizza. Also, our former co-worker, Caroline, she and her husband, Josh, have a new food truck called the Smash Burger Food Truck, and really, really just delicious grass-fed beef. So great to enjoy that. Kids got some cotton candy, enjoyed the free inflatables. There was some live music there, and just walking around, seeing a lot of people enjoying a beautiful night. So that was a big highlight for us. And as usual, got a lot of errands run on Saturday, and then enjoyed time with our church family and my family up in Rice Lake yesterday as well, too. So that was kind of a few highlights of the weekend.
There we go. The Whip Wake Up Show, three jokes apiece. Caleb and I, glad to have you along. And thanks to those who dropped their jokes for us to share with the listeners at 715-396-1670. My first joke on this Monday, July 8th. Caleb, did you know that laughing too loudly is illegal in Hawaii?
Really?
Yeah, you're only allowed aloha.
You know, it's funny. I actually considered that joke today as well. you know, when I was little, my mom used to feed me alphabet soup every day.
Huh.
She said I loved it, but I really didn't. She was just putting words in my mouth.
She was. Okay. Well, you said you went to the fireworks, or at least you tried on Friday. Why do Calvinists set off their fireworks early?
Why?
Pre-detonation.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? On the same topic, like, I just really got into the spirit of the 4th last week, and I bought so many fireworks last week, the guy working the stand gave me a high 4.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, I hope everybody was safe last week.
Yeah, for sure. And anytime you guys want to stop setting those off about 10 at night now, it'd be good.
Right.
Celebrate it. And finally this morning... Yeah, this was really something. A man addicted to brake fluid says he can stop anytime he wants.
Oh, man. See, my last one was my weakest one because I accidentally read another one soon. But, Halva, what's blue and not very heavy?
What?
Light blue.
Yes, okay. Yes. I thought a Smurf, maybe.
No. Anyway, yeah, that was probably one to lead off with and with better material
later. Order matters, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. Well... You can let us know in any order you want your best jokes at 715-396-1670. Make us laugh Monday, and hopefully we made you at least chuckle or grin or grimace.
There's a thorough brushing going on right there.
Indeed.
Well, brushing your teeth, I mean, it's basic, it's standard. I know every time you go to the dentist, I mean, like, how many times a day do you brush? I mean, they want to hear at least twice. And so there are some different thoughts on what you can do while brushing, Caleb.
Yes, and this is a brushing pose, uh-huh. I guess it would be.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a simple way to enhance your daily routine, try brushing your teeth while balancing on one leg.
Yeah, experts say this easy exercise. Easy? I mean, depending.
I've never looked like a flamingo when ever, but especially while brushing my teeth.
If you do it out on your front lawn.
Yes.
Experts say this easy exercise not only improves balance and coordination, but also stimulates brain function and, get this, strengthens bones.
I mean, I could see this because, again, this does seem like a yoga type of tree pose or something like that. I've just never thought to do it while brushing teeth. But again, it's what, 2 minutes-ish or whatever you're supposed to brush
right,
your teeth,
to be so 2 minutes, yeah.
I guess, yeah. And they also say it engages your core muscles while balancing, and that can improve posture and reduce the risk of falls, especially as we age. But does it reduce the risk of falls as you were attempting to do this for the first time?
You don't want to fall over into the toilet or the bathtub. Now, start by balancing for just a few seconds rather than the full 2 minutes and gradually increase the duration, alternating legs for balanced development.
My family is really going to wonder what's up when I try this.
I know it.
You all right, Robin?
Holy molars. Am I ever glad I take good care of my teeth.
True. You owe your life to dental hygiene.
The Whip Wake Up Show.
Well, do you want to live longer? We've got a thought on how you might be able to help yourself in that direction.
And it's something that we all do, maybe in varying degrees, but we all walk, right? And so apparently the pace at which you walk can help extend your life.
Yeah, they say you want to live longer, walk faster. Researchers in the UK collected data from nearly 475,000 people. That's a lot. Measuring factors like
their walking habits,
their body mass index,
their waist circumference,
and their body fat percentage, of which yours is a lot lower now that you worked with Livia.
Indeed. People who reported a brisk walking pace lived longer across all body types.
Yeah, those who reported slower walking paces had a shorter life expectancy. Now, one of the things, the most common, probably the most steady exercise I get is walking the dogs. I said earlier in the weekend recap, I walked our two dogs twice each weekend day, Saturday and Sunday. One of the things, though, I keep in mind is, in general, just on the weekends, of trying to slow down. The late, great Dallas Willard famously said, ruthlessly eliminate hurry. And so I feel like this study is saying, hurry up!
With the walk, too. And depending on what kind of dog you have, too, they might also be saying, hurry up. There's lots of things to sniff around here as well, too. But going back to that, I'm pretty impressed that, like, twice a day on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, that's my most steady, consistent exercise. So
there you go. Yeah, I'm not sure that Arlo the dog would enjoy being on the treadmill with me, and I probably would trip more than I already do.